This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1578. One English expression to show someone you know them well.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. There's nothing like that feeling that you get in life when someone knows you well. How can you build your connection and sense of familiarity in English with one simple phrase to show that you know someone very well? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? Happy Monday.
Thank you. How are you? How was your weekend?
It was great, as always. Weekends are good around here. Sunshine, puppies, and hiking. Usually that's my life out here. So things are good. You know what, Michelle, happened to me the other day?
What?
I was at a brewery. And this guy came by with a bucket of puppies.
No.
Literally. Like,
stop. Who's,
like, that is everyone's
stop
dream.
It.
Literally, he had this deep plastic bucket of puppies. There were like 10 puppies in there all on top of each other.
My goodness. What kind of puppies? Were they all the same? Or?
They looked like little lab. I mean, all puppies are lab mixes, right? There's always a lab in there somehow. But they were mutts. They were like rescue mutts. They were so tiny like this. I held one and I was like, oh, I wish my dog was still a puppy.
Was he trying to get people to take them or
of course,
to rescue them or just here you
no,
go?
I mean, he came with a purpose. Yeah, he wanted. I mean, it's a smart idea to go to a brewery with a bucket of puppies.
Yeah, really. I was gonna say, oh my gosh, I couldn't handle that. And one time I used to live, like down the street, every Friday they had like pet adoption. Oh. It was just so dangerous. I can't. I mean, once I did foster.
Oh, really?
For a couple days. Yeah, but that was it. And I miss having dogs around.
Yeah, it's the best. It just instantly reduces your stress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so true.
It's amazing how animals, just having them around, just changes everything. So
it's so true. Yeah. It's true. So, all right, Lindsay, we are going to be talking about a really fun expression today. But before we do that, we want to thank our listeners, right?
Oh my gosh, lately we've been getting a lot of new and great reviews for the podcast, and we like to announce on the show whoever has reviewed our show and rated our show. So guys, go and review and rate us. But I want to say thank you to Simona Guardini from Italy, Rishi, Mia from Iran, Abbas Dubadbi from Iran, Ruzbe Moradi from Iran, a lot of people from Iran and Italy. Guys, go and review the podcast. Michelle, these are fantastic 5-star reviews.
And thanks, guys.
Yeah, we love reading these reviews, guys. So if you love our show, if you'd like to request a topic idea, definitely go and write a review, rate and review Allers English wherever you listen to podcasts, okay? Awesome.
Okay, thanks so much. So yeah. I saw an anonymous article about someone who described themselves as an outdoors person who loves dogs and entrepreneurship.
Wow.
And I was like, any chance that's Lindsay?
Not
it describes
me,
you to a
like
T.
Me. Yeah, I've never, I don't know about any anonymous articles I've ever written, but it does sound like me. I mean, we're just talking about puppies.
Exactly. Exactly. It definitely describes you to a T. Guys, to a T. That's what we're talking about today. Have you heard this expression, Lindsay?
Of course, I love this expression. Yeah. I just think this is one of those expressions, guys, that if you can throw it in there, it's just so natural. It doesn't get any more natural than this, Michelle.
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, I for sure use this, and that's why I wanted to do this episode today. I mean, so many of the episodes that, you know, we get listener questions, but the episodes that, you know, sometimes that just come to me, the ones that I plan, it's like yep. totally from natural conversation. I don't just like look at a list and say, oh, of like English idioms and say, exactly. okay, let's pick one. I do exactly. it because I see it or I think of it naturally and I think, we got to do this.
Yeah, it's kind of like we like to go out into the world and we observe language. We're like language detectives, right? We yes. go out into the world, we listen to what we're saying, what our family and friends are saying, and then we bring it to you guys. I don't see any reason to go to lists, right, Michelle?
No.
It's not necessary. It comes out of us organically, the language.
Exactly. So, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, what does it mean to say something fits someone to a T or, you know?
Exactly that. It means that it's exact. Right. It's a mm-hmm. very specific and clear and exactly correct definition of something. Usually right. it's used when we're describing someone. Right.
Right. Yeah. So with the example in the beginning, I said something described you to a T. So that mm-hmm. meant that it exactly matched you, this description. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
All right. Should we do some other examples?
Sure. Let's do it. So here's one. This mm-hmm. dress is exactly what you're looking for to a T. You have to come and check it out. Okay. So
right.
your friend saw a dress. They knew exactly what you wanted, the type of style, the color, the fit. And they said, this is what you want to a T.
Exactly. Now you could have said, this dress is exactly what you're looking for. That's fine. But this is so much yeah. more fun.
It's more fun. And what I like about this, I think this is a real connection skill because yeah. it can show someone how yeah. well you know them.
That's true. Oh, I like that. So mm-hmm. another one you could use is this apartment ad describes what you've been looking for to a T. Let's go see it, right? So similar to the last one, not an outfit, right? But, you know, something that somebody's looking for, maybe could be for a job or in this case, an apartment. Yes. So yeah, you know, I like that, Lindsay. It's true. Mm-hmm. You're showing like, I've been listening to what you are looking for. Maybe I have an idea just because I know you so well, but it really shows that you are close with this person.
It's true. I mean, just a few hours ago, we were looking online and we found a house in Denver that is what we want to a T, right? It
really?
Is exactly. And we're not ready to buy a house right now. But what we saw was the exact thing that we would want to a T is like the backyard for the dog, right? The dog door, yeah. The three bedrooms, uh-huh. The duplex. It's exactly the right neighborhood. It was what we yeah. want to a T. So that's a good example.
Yeah. That, you know, that it's so great when you see stuff like that. But I do that sometimes too when I just look for fun.
Yeah.
And I'm not moving right now. But yeah. like, but then when you see one that is perfect, you're like,
someone
right
else is gonna get that, or you're like,
you're
just
like, it's like you almost wish you didn't see it, but it's nice to know that you know you there things are there, or you can get inspiration or mm-hmm.
learn what you like and build your profile. I'm a believer that if you put something out into the universe of exactly what you like and want, you'll be more likely to find that. So in a way, it's a good exercise to say, oh, this is exactly what I want when I'm ready to buy. This is what right. I'm going to want. So, and you also right. make sure you're on the same page with whoever you're buying a home with, right?
but then sometimes like if you know it so well, then like you could be disappointed if you don't find
yes,
it. Like I also know
true.
What kind of houses mm-hmm. I like. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know if that's... if it'll actually happen, you know, sometimes like that style isn't popular where you're looking, or I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, that's true. That's true.
Anyway,
yeah.
Another example is the school has what you need to a T. You should consider applying.
Yeah, for sure. Did you feel like your university, you went to University of Maryland? Mm-hmm. Is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like that fit you to a T as a school?
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, that's a really good question. I love where I went to school. I loved Maryland. I loved my experience. But I wouldn't necessarily say that it was like the like perfect Michelle school, right? There are some things that, no, I mean, I had a great time. I can't say that. I don't know. What about you? You're a school. You went to William & Mary?
No, actually, Mary Washington. But
Mary
similar.
Washington.
Similar architecture, similar kind of school, like same vibe.
Mary Washington. Right. What about you?
I thought it did when I visited, and it did, but not quite.
Because
when I got there, I realized that it was actually more of a suitcase school, as they call it, right? Mm-hmm. That a lot of people are in state. They're from Virginia. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them freshman year would go home. And I was from New Hampshire, and I look around Friday night at like 8 and the dorms are empty. And I'm where'd everyone go?
Yeah. Oh, that's tough.
That was kind of hard, but it was beautiful. I mean, gorgeous campus, gorgeous weather. So yeah there were some good things about it for sure.
Cool. So, I mean, there are, of course, other ways to say this. Lindsay, what's the first one?
Now, this is really good. I feel like I hear this in British English, too. Spot on. That is spot on. Supernatural, right? We use this even more than saying to a T, I guess.
That's what I was thinking. I'm not sure if everyone would agree. I don't know.
Do you think it's more broad? Like it fits in a more broad set of situations, would you say?
Yeah, I would say that to a T is more about like the individual.
Okay.
Right? Or, you know, like what you said about showing you know someone well. Spot on is more like general or in more situations, like just the idea of being right, right? So like your answer was spot on. Why did she not give you credit, right? So spot on. It's a little bit different in that way.
Yeah, or you could say, oh, you're spot on with what you just said. Yeah. You're affirming that someone's right, that they get you, right? But it's not just to describe that person and their personality. Yeah, totally.
Right. So it's a little bit different. So you got to listen to the context here. I mean, Lindsay, what's another way we can use it?
Yeah, you could say that performance was spot on. She's going to win, I think, right? I mean, these cooking shows, they're so good. You know, her cooking was spot on. Everything about it was perfect. Execution, flavor, you know, fitting the randomizer, as they say. Right.
So I think this one is more just saying something was great, exactly what was needed, what was, somebody was looking for.
Yeah, exactly. So what else, Michelle? Do we have a role play or what are we going to do today?
All right. Should we go straight to the role play?
But was there something else you wanted to tell our listeners first?
Oh, yes.
No, we missed it on the nose.
Okay, I wasn't sure if we were skipping it or not.
Yes. Sorry, go ahead. Teach our listeners that one.
Yes, on the nose, right? So that's basically saying exactly. So you could say, you were right. There are 30 people here on the nose. I mean, it doesn't literally mean on the nose, right?
Yeah, right. Not literally on your nose, right? But for example, that fortune teller was totally on the nose with what she told me. I really did get my job after 3 more months.
Nice.
So this one I tend to say on the dot. On the dot is more for time, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
3 o'clock on the dot, right?
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. On the nose isn't used quite as frequently, but it's fun. And that's how I would use it. So
Yeah. So all those things.
Personally, how I would use it.
Yeah, I like that. So little bonus on the dot, but on the nose is good. I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So guys, there are nuances to these, like slight differences, but we gave you this basic idea today. I mean, this is way more personality than saying something is exact or perfect or something like that. I mean, these are fun and useful and very natural sounding.
Totally. Let's show our listeners how we use them, Michelle. I mean, let's here we are looking at shoes in the shoe store. All right.
All right.
So here we go. Do you like these ones?
They're okay, but these ones look like your style to a T.
Definitely they're my style, but I think I want to change it up a bit.
Okay, that's fair.
But these look perfect for you.
Wow, Lindsay, you're spot on. I love them.
Good. I knew I was on the nose with that suggestion.
Nice.
All right. That's good when someone knows you so well that they know exactly what you would like.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. And then there are people that you know so well and you still don't know what they like, right? Like, do you have any family members that you're like, I don't know what to buy this person for their birthday?
Totally, totally.
Yeah. So it's funny how it can be like, even if you don't know someone that well, you might have a better idea of what they would like than someone you know super well.
Oh my God, I definitely have like panic, moments of panic around the holidays and birthdays. Like, oh my gosh, what do I do?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So let's go through it. So okay. I said that these ones, these shoes, right, look like your style to a T, right? So they're exactly for you, basically, your style, exactly your style.
Yeah. And then you said, or I said, wow, Lindsay. Wait, you said.
Well, you said, wow, Lindsay.
You said, all right, wow, Lindsay, you're spot on is what you said, Michelle. You're spot on. Like you get it. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes.
Right. And then you said, I knew I was on the nose with that suggestion. So you knew you were like kind of perfect.
Exactly. So good. So Michelle, do you think that it's important to know what you want to a T in life? Do you have to have everything mapped out and figured out?
I think it's pretty impossible. I think it's good to have some goals, but I have you ever heard that expression, man plans and God laughs?
Yeah, I love that expression.
Yeah, That's a good one. It's like, I mean, with anything in life, I mean, you can plan and plan and plan and then things change. So I think if you want to have goals, but I think if you only are kind of stuck that this is what will make you happy, then you, number one, you miss out on opportunities.
That's a good point.
You know, and you're going to be unhappy. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you have to have a mix of, you know, some goals, some vision of what you know makes you happy. So you try to move towards that. But then there's also has to be a lot of wiggle room. I like that expression, wiggle room. Wiggle room for
you have to be able
for
to
serendipity,
change
right? Serendipity and surprise, right? Flexibility.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, guys, be flexible in life, right? That's what I've learned.
Totally.
So, all right, Lindsay, the takeaway for today, these expressions are super useful. Guys, try them out today. They are much better than just saying something is exactly right or perfect. They are more interesting. They have more personality. They're not textbook.
Yeah, they're not textbook at all. And they're going to instantly build your connection, right? Michelle, connection, not perfection. That's why we're here. And the way they're going to do that is that if you use these phrases to affirm what someone said or show them that you know them so well, it's amazing the connection that you could build with someone, right? That is like going to move you forward with that person, whoever they are, a colleague, a partner, a friend. It's amazing the power of these if they're placed correctly.
Exactly. Oh, I love that. I love that, Lindsay. Well, this was so much fun. And thank you again to our listeners for reviewing us. And guys, have a great day.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.